Well, the Bears have formally started their bid to be an 18th team in the National Rugby League. And joining us now is the chairman of the North Sydney Bears, Daniel Dixon. Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Great to have you on the program. And a few months ago, we see that you met with Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo. How receptive were they to bringing the Bears back?
Yeah, that was more about just letting them know we're here. I mean, I was very mindful of the process at the time. That the 17th team, that was always a very difficult and drawn-out process. But this wasn't to agitate around that. It's just letting them know that if the opportunity for growth came up, the Bears are here and waiting. So it was well received, but it was definitely more proactive than, you know, we're here right now.
Yeah, Daniel, can I ask, you know, North Sydney over the last 20 years have had, you know, chances of, you know, establishing a team back into the competition, and you know, it hasn't really got off the ground. What makes this case different to those ones in the past?
Well, Loz, I think timing's everything, but at the same time, previously they were talking about mergers. The game was not necessarily a game of growth as such, but now I think, you know, the 17th team's been been there, and I feel this is ripe and ready for it. Before a merger, you're going to dilute a brand that has 113 years of history, heritage and heart. And I think this works really well. I mean, you look what COVID's done right now. It's driving people to the regions and rural parts of New South Wales. And we've always been a team of the people. And I just think a merger is not going to work that way. And this is a perfect scenario.
Daniel, I understand the passion and the loyalty and the sacrifices that a club makes. And I've no doubt, you know, a lot of people would love to see the Bears back. But from a business perspective, is it realistic if you're going to do so much travelling? I can only imagine how costly that's going to be.
Well, we're not going to be the North Queensland Cowboys. They travel every second weekend. Mm. So we're definitely not that. When you think about it, you know, if we were to be based at 4 to 6 games in North Sydney Oval, and then you've still got Souths, Manly, the Tigers, Cronulla, it's not a lot more travel, to be honest with you. I would propose that if the club's going to the region the week before with our development teams and spreading the love and making sure NRL growth and participation increases is what would be great for the club, would be great for the game. And I don't see the travel being arduous on the players at all.
Daniel, tell us who would own the club.
Well, it would be a group of private owners. We're probably not ready for that just right now because, you know, I've got to get to the table with Peter and Andrew first. But it would definitely, the league's club is an amazing supporter of our football club. It has been forever. They would be, you know, major sponsors, front of jersey in a long-term deal, and that would be outstanding. They do that right now anyway. But at the same time, there would be a group of private owners. And we don't just want money. We want people who have skin in the game and have commercial nous, a bit of financial prowess, and people who are really, really willing to drive this national brand forward.
Talking of that, Daniel, you would have done your research. How much support is there out there for the Bears?
Sorry, Laurie, could you say that again?
How much support is out there for the Bears?
Oh, well, mate, we've gone out with a number from 2018. There's 220,000 avid Bears fans. That was done in an AC Nielsen study. But I'm telling you, if it's anything that Optus would have copped last night from my phone, there are people coming hanging from the rafters right now. Whether it's local government, I've had various members reach out from federal and state this morning to me, you know, congratulate us, seeing how they can be involved. I don't think that's the issue. And for me, we're sort of de-risking the growth of the NRL is what I see. Bringing 220,000 fans who have been there, by the way, supporting New South Wales Rugby League in our cup competition, the knock-on effect cup now. We've still been doing that. But, you know, the corporate support and also our fans, we've got enormous social media following. I don't think that's the problem. The thing for us is you can't produce 113 years of history in one or two seasons. That's what we bring to the game.
Daniel, are there specific regional areas that you will definitely go to? Because I'd imagine regional fans would be keen as mustard for this bid.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know all the relationships that some NRL clubs have with various regions, but we just sort of targeted Coffs Harbour and Tamworth, an amazing supporters of rugby league there. Wagga, Dubbo, Central Coast. These places here have thousands and thousands of people participating in rugby league. And we're not trying to go there and be everyone's team. But at the same time, by taking rugby league to them, we would have obviously playing games there. You would have a greater affiliation with a club that comes to your town regularly. So they're, to me, the heartlands of rugby league in the country. Loz, I need not tell you about New South Wales Country Rugby League. It's raging, and we just want to make sure we support that.
So how do you sustain the momentum now, Daniel? Because Greg Florimo had this task for many years, didn't he?
Yes, he certainly did. I think it's quite different now, to be honest with you. I think the people are wanting it. The game probably needs growth. Speaking to people saying that, you know, should we be 20 teams? Should we be 16 teams? I believe commercially the more eyeballs watching your stakeholders such as Foxtel are happier. As long as we play our part in, you know, if it's 18 teams and we're 1/18 of that, we're targeting pathways, we're looking after the people coming through. The eyeballs will be on the game if the Bears are playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's so much love out there for the Bears too, Daniel, isn't there? You know, there's everyone you speak to, and I live around the area, so, I run into people that have been, Bears supporters, and, they tell me how, disappointed they are that they haven't really got a team to support. They still watch the game, but if the Bears were back in the competition, they would love to get down there and support them again, and you must run into plenty of people like that as well.
Oh, mate, it's funny. One of our fans groups actually have a great thing at the moment called October Bear, and they're sharing posts every day of jerseys won through to whatever it may be. And every single day in October, they're sharing jerseys and people wearing merchandise all over Australia, from Mount Isa to Wagga, across to Perth. You know, they're out there. Our merchandise sales from 2018 to now has come up 400%. In a year of very little football this year for us, we were phenomenal in merchandise sales. So it's well supported. The great heritage brand as a foundation club.
Do you think you'll get any resistance from the NRL clubs, Daniel? Any particular the Sydney clubs?
Look, more than likely. But when you think about it, everyone's a sustainable game. This is not about the Bears beating someone else who's local. It's not about that at all. I'm sure we'll get some resistance. But when you look at the business offering, and we've got to take the emotions out of it, this is not taking away from rugby league. I believe it's adding to. And by us coming into that, we're only playing that 4 to 6 games. Although we'll be based still in North Sydney, we've got rich history, heritage and heart there. We've got to stay there. But taking it out to the people, I don't think that'll take away from them at all.
I know you'll be very much dictated by the NRL, but have you got a time frame for inclusion?
3 years ago?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Look, I think again, it's got to come back to the game. I would love to think in 25 it could be considered if they're stayed in the 17th team in 23. I just think it makes sense. And how long are we going to want the buy for? And more importantly, getting eyeballs on the game and bringing these people back to it. Our fans are ready.
Mm. Talking of your fans, Daniel, every year at North Sydney Oval, when you run out there and you're running out there in the New South Wales Cup, you always seem to be very, very well supported. So they've stuck around, haven't they, a lot of them?
Oh, mate, absolutely. This year we played the Jets in round one and we had a 350-metre line back to Falcon Street to get in. And the hill was packed. Look, it's just fantastic. I would love to see that. People talk about the ground has got the capacity. I'd rather see 15,000 to 18,000 people at North Sydney Oval than 6,000 people at ANZ Stadium on a Monday night. Mm.
Couldn't agree more. Mm. Daniel, all old Bears fans are loving what you're doing. And let's hope that it becomes a reality one day. I'd love to see.
Well, the good thing is they've got to come out of hibernation and follow us, mate. That's where it starts.
Beautiful. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Daniel Dixon there, the chairman of the North Sydney Bears. And, Loz, you've had a bit to do with Dicko over time and seen what he's done in the junior rugby league ranks there around North Sydney. So this bid is in good hands.
He's been the best thing to happen to North Sydney junior rugby league. My son played with brothers. And, when we first started playing football there was limited numbers. Now they've got teams in grades, all grades there at that one particular club. He's so well connected, but he's genuinely passionate about the game. The other thing about Daniel is he's grown that North Sydney Rugby League. Like, they've got a lot of kids now that play the game, whereas in the past they didn't. They were either disillusioned or not much was happening with the game. They didn't see a pathway to progress to. So they went and played a lot of other sports. But now they're starting to get kids back interested in the game of rugby league on the North Shore. I think personally you couldn't get a better man for the job. But again, as he said, the business case has to stack up. They've received a lot of support, which they have done for a long period of time. But I reckon this is their last opportunity. And I think with Daniel being in charge, with the support that he's been able to garner, a lot of people that want to get behind it. There's a lot of influential people that want to see it happen. They're prepared to put their money where their mouth is. And I think if they get the opportunity to present to the NRL their business case, it'd be hard to knock back.
It's romantic, but I can just picture that first game back at North Sydney Oval and what it would mean to so many people if it ever happened NRL.
And getting beaten on the bill.
Oh. Rightio, Raiders champion.